Hey friends, welcome back to the Live with Audacity podcast. I have been away for a little while. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the energy and the mood of the world, of the United States specifically, is really, really terrible. We have a lot of stuff going on here politically, and then also a new boost in COVID rates. And, you know, the whole hoopla of do I get the vaccine or don't I get the vaccine and all just all the things. And so there's a whole lot of yucky energy around. Okay. And so when the energy around is yucky, we tend to have a much lower vibe. Oh, also, it's winter and it's a weird winter because Texas actually had snow this year. It didn't quite reach me here in Houston, but most of the rest of the state got snow. So jealous. To be honest, I talked to my husband about driving up to, up north, just a ways, probably an hour and a half to 2 hours it would have taken us, to see snow, but we were so, what's the word? Lazy? Lazy is the word. We snuggled up on the couch and we watched TV all day and it rained and it was cold. And so we just took the opportunity to do literally absolutely nothing. And it was amazing. So I did not get to see the snow, but the whole point of this episode is to kind of talk about the energy and the vibe that's in the world and probably inside of you right now as well. So when things like this are starting to happen or have been happening for a while, it's very, very, very easy for us to get a really low vibe, low mood, maybe even a bad mood. And I just want to address it and talk about it because trust me, you are not the only one experiencing it. I think most of us are right now. And so I just want to talk a little bit about the reasons why you might be feeling these things and then how the heck to get it out and move it around and boost your energy, boost your mood, so that we can refocus. You know, after the holidays, things get, you know, you get that low of like, okay, all the excitement is over from Christmas and New Year's. And so like, I'm so excited to attack the year, but now I'm feeling kind of blue because all the excitement is over. And so I think that's one reason that it's so hard for us to stick to resolutions, right? Is because after, you know, we have all this momentum building up to Christmas and, you know, goal planning and goal setting and all these things. And then all of a sudden, New Year's is over and we got to go back to work and we got to go back to school and kids are, you know, back on their things. And it just feels like such a letdown because that 2 weeks of Christmas and New Year's is so fun and exciting. Maybe it wasn't for you this year, you know, having to be away from family or friends. So yeah, I just want to talk about the low energy and the low vibe and how can we get out of that? You're listening to the Live with Audacity podcast. Hey girl, hey, I'm Alyssa Stewart, mama to four kiddos ranging the age from college student to first grader, wife to a high school football and track coach, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Audacity is defined as intrepid boldness or disregard for normal constraints, and that's exactly what we have here. As a super busy mom who is easily distracted, I struggled to get focused on my goals and see results in my life and business. But I realized to make any progress, I needed to implement simple, efficient systems that worked for us without adding to the overwhelm and making me feel boxed in by rigid schedules. And I want to help you do that too. This podcast is aimed at giving you tangible tips and tools to get your life together, finally focus on the calling on your heart, and do it all in the way that works for you. So come on, boo-boo, it is time to get focused, get intentional, and live with Audacity. In order to change our vibe, we have to change our thinking. And it is so easy for us to get in that place of dreariness, drama in our heads, just low mood, low vibe, low, not even low, it's just bad. It's just a bad mood, right? Like, I don't want to see people. I was texting one of my biz besties earlier today. She's been on the podcast before, Jessica Kleine. We talk almost every single day, and I was messaging her, and I was just like, oh, I just don't want to do anything. That's not true. It's not that I don't want to do things. I don't want to be social right now. I really don't. And that's not like me. I'm very enthusiastic, very outgoing, very sociable. So for me to not want to be social and associate with anyone right now, except, you know, the people in my super close circle, that says a lot. And so what I want us to do is figure out how to get out of it. Okay. So usually it is from, you know, I've already covered a lot of the things that it can be from. But I'll just dive into a little bit more of those. But essentially what it all boils down to is it's our negative or toxic thinking. And when our brain starts to think those things, it's very simple because it's so used to it, especially when you start on your personal growth journey. Our brains are so used to thinking negatively. Like, we've just, over the years of our lives, have been conditioned to think negatively. And so the minute our brain starts to do that, oh, it's a spiral. And our brains just like think the same thought over and over and over and over and over again. You know what it is? It's like, you know, when someone tells you, I really love your dress today, but those shoes don't really match. And you totally stopped listening to the I really love your dress today part, and you only zoned in on the but those shoes don't match, because it's so much easier for us to focus on the negative than it is the positive. And I'll have to do a little bit more research on why that is for our brains, and why, you know, once we hear those negative things, we just kind of hover on them and just hunker down there with those negative things. And I'll get back to you guys with some more information on why that happens. But nevertheless, it does happen. And so we got to figure out how to get out of that thinking, right? But some of the things that might be contributing to why we're thinking negatively are any number of different combinations of things. So we've got hormones that fluctuate all month, which, by the way, that sucks, right? Like, why can't we just have, I mean, I know it's just the function of the body and all, but if we could rely on our hormones to stay steady, that would be so great. But that is not how it works, guys. It's not how it works. Also, again, you know, the energy in the world or in your specific location, you know, whether it's the U.S. or, you know, your state, your city, whatever's going on for you in your local area, can totally have an effect on your mood. Being burnt out can totally have an effect on your mood. I mean, you know, when we just go, and then we finally get to sit down for a minute, and then you pass out, or you fall asleep, or you're just like, blah, and you can't seem to move your booty off the couch for days after that. Might be burnout, boo. it might be burnout. And so that's definitely something that can affect your mood. We've got seasonal depression. Lord have mercy. Yes, I live in sunny Texas where it is usually warm, but I am no stranger to seasonal depression. cold makes me sad, and I don't care if the sun is shining out of my butt. If it's cold, I'm sad. I hate being cold more than anything at all. And so even if the sun is shining and it's cold, I'm in leggings and a sweatshirt, and I don't want to put on makeup, and I don't want to do my hair, and I don't want to leave my house, and I don't want to do squat. So, it's not even just like the dreariness of seasonal depression, or like of the season that makes me depressed. It's the cold. I really loathe being cold. So, maybe that's true for you. Maybe it's just the cloudiness of winter, or, you know, whatever it may be. That can totally have a huge effect. Especially right now during COVID, where, you know, we can feel disconnected from our family and disconnected from our friends. I think also too, once we go through the holidays and then we come out of it and we've been so focused on family and friends and, you know, the family inside of your home and making them happy. And then when it's all over, it's like, okay, I need a minute by myself. And then those minutes turn into days, turn into hours. And then you're like, well, I just don't want people. And then there's also being so busy that we get disconnected from God, right? Like, I've been doing a Bible study the last week or so, and I love it. And I love it, love it, love it. I'm reading tons of great verses, and that spurs my my inquiries, and I want to learn more and more and more about the Bible, and I get so excited about it. But then there, you know, the next day comes and I'm busy because I've been, you know, wallowing in my lack of energy, and then so I don't do the things that I would normally do, like my Bible study or praying or just connecting with God in our special way. So that can totally lend to even more, you know, low moods. Your diet, right? Like, we just came out of the holidays. We all ate all the things and all the carbs and all the fat and the juiciness and the sweets and the sugar and all those things. So, you know, once we come out of that, it can be really hard to get back on the train. There's also the lack of exercise, because, you know, the majority of people, I know if you're out there and you freaking rock and you stuck to your diet and you freaking exercise all through the holidays, then I love you. And I think that is so amazing. And I want to celebrate you, but also I'm a little bit jealous. I'm a lot of bit jealous because you have willpower and I need it. And I'm sure the rest of us do too. So we got that lack of exercise that's, you know, eating at us too. And we're just feeling dumpy, right? We're just feeling dumpy. And that does not lead us to a good mood and productivity and joy and happiness and all those things. And can I just be really, really honest with you guys? This morning, we were having such a good morning. My brain was on fire, and then it was time to leave, and I didn't realize how close it was to being time to leave. I usually like to have Harrison, he's 12, go start my car and start warming up the seat heater, especially during the winter, you know how I am, and start defrosting the windows, and then it was time. We were a minute late, and I was like, crap. And then my husband said, oh, you need to water your window because it was all icy. And I'm like, crap, now I'm even more late. And so then I'm standing there waiting on my daughter to get on her sweater and finish brushing her hair. And it's just blah. You know, it just all came crashing down in like 3 minutes. Like, what happened? And then we get to the school and she can't find a mask in her backpack. And I'm like, oh my God, you have like 12 masks. Why do you not have one right now? And so it just, you know, and she was in a bad mood because we were leaving without her, which obviously I would never do, but she is terrified of being alone for some reason. I need to dig into that and find out what that's all about. But anyway, Yeah, so it just really was a poopy start to the day, even though the start actually was great. It was just that, you know, 20 minutes or whatever from, you know, being late to leaving the house and just all the things trying to get the kids to school. And then, I mean, it was over. It was over in 25 minutes tops. And I really could have let that whole thing affect the rest of my day. But I came in, I lit my candle, I started praying, and I dove into my Bible study because I know that doing those things brings me back to happiness and joy and feeling connected. So anyway, all that to say that there are lots of things that you can do that will lead you to changing your mood, to changing your vibe, to getting out of your rut. And I want to talk about those now. Okay. So, how do we change our vibe? How do we change our thinking? So, it's not toxic anymore and it's not negative. And let me be perfectly clear. If you're going through a really, really hard time, it's okay to feel those emotions. This is not about toxic positivity or anything like that. I'm not telling you to just decide to be happy. That's so not what I'm saying. I want you, if you're going through a hard time and you're having some serious emotions, I want you to be mindful and self-aware of where those things are coming from and sit with them and let them be. But don't stay with them, right? That's the point of this, is that once they come, it can be really, really easy to stay with these negative emotions, these negative thoughts, these toxic things that are, you know, sitting with us. And so what I'm talking about now is realizing that you've had long enough to deal with the feelings, and now it's time to move past them. Because we can't just let them sit there and fester. And okay, so, has anyone seen Soul? This is such a great example. So when we let those negative toxic thoughts sit with us for so long, if you've watched Soul, you know that you get those, what do they call them, mind monsters or something like that. And it just like starts to take over. And you turn into this big black ball of funk and just like yuck, just funk. Like that's the best way I can put it. If you have not watched Soul, you should totally go watch it. Because it's very eye-opening in that manner. And so just, you can't let those negative emotions sit with you. You have to get them out. You have to, whether that's journaling or, you know, crying even can be really therapeutic and helpful. But some other ways that we can start to change our vibe is to put on a song that makes you want to shake your booty, girl, because when you feel that thump in your heart and you just want to shake your booty and just like, yeah, just like take you back to, I'm dancing in my chair right now, take you back to when you were 20 and, you know, dancing and shaking it and just like reliving those memories of being, you know, fun and carefree and all those things. Turn on a song that's gonna make your heart soar with joy. Okay. That's what I want you to do. That's the first thing that I want you to do, because music totally seeps into our bodies and our souls and can change our mood instantly. In fact, let me Google it right now because I can never remember the guy's name. Music effects, which by the way, does anyone, I never can remember if it's effects with an E or effects with an A. But anyway, so if anyone has a cool tip on how to remember that, that would be so amazing. On water, music effects on water. Okay, so hit, please hold. Emoto, Dr. Emoto shows, he did a study on the effects of music on water crystals. so cool. It's so cool. So what I want to tell you is that you know that your body is mostly made up of water. If you don't, now you do. I just told you. but when music can affect... Okay, so let me tell you about the study real fast. Look, I'm not an expert at the study, okay? I just know about it. When they play music for water and then they freeze it or something like that, the crystals, the snowflakes that come out of that with the really joyful, happy music makes really beautiful crystals and snowflakes. When they play heavy metal, dark, headbanging, like screechy, angry sounding music, the water has no shape at all. It's just, it looks sad and depressed. Like literally the water looks depressed. It's unbelievable and amazing. So because your body is made up of so much water, when you play a song that brings you joy and brings you happiness and makes you want to shake your booty, guess what? It's automatically going to change your thoughts and your mindset, okay? Can you believe that? Can you even believe that just putting on a song can change your heart and change your mind so easily? It's mind-blowing, right? Okay, so if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know music is one of my favorite ways to change our moods. So definitely find a song that just brings your heart alive and listen to it, shake it out for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, however long your song is, and just go for it. Okay. So, that was my next one. Dance it out, man. Dance it out or find another workout. Go for a walk outside. I am not going to do that because it's cold and I don't like to walk in the cold. It does not do what I need it to do for my mood. Do some, you know, galloping around the yard or skipping, like whatever brings you that joy, that childlike excitement, or makes you feel strong and proud. And just, you know, when we do a really hard workout and we get really worn out and we're just like, hell yeah, I totally killed that. Do that thing, because that's going to boost your endorphins and make you feel so much better. Remember, happy people don't kill their husbands. If you've ever seen Legally Blonde, then you know what I'm talking about. And then I would say pray out loud, man. Like if you're driving around or taking a shower or going for a walk or whatever, pray out loud to God, talk to him, work it out. Like, I'm saying like a lot, I know. But what I'm saying is just start talking. Like you don't have to be cognizant of the words that you're saying. Just start talking like it's your best friend that's listening to you intently and brain dump everything you're feeling. It's like journaling, but you're not concentrating on having to write it. You're just word vomiting all over the place. I promise you that God is listening to you and that you will feel so, so, so much better just getting it out of your mouth, okay? Another way that you can change your mood is to help someone else. Reach out to a friend or a business colleague or something like that or a family member and just see, you know, how are you doing? What do you need? How can I help you? When you seek out someone else to help and, you know, change their day, it's so powerful. It's so powerful and it totally changes your mood instantly. Here's another thing that I will say is you don't even have to seek out someone and something specific to help them with. If you're in the Starbucks line, pay for the person behind you. You're gonna feel like a million freaking dollars because you're gonna feel like such a badass that you got to help someone else. And you're just going to feel so good about it. Like, heck yes, I did that. I'm so proud of me. Way to go, Melissa. Good job, Phoebes. Like, congratulations. You have a good heart and you did a good thing today. I'm so proud. Here's a good one. Eat a dadgum salad. could you please just eat a dadgum salad? You're going to feel so proud of yourself for eating a salad. And then guess what? Your insides are going to feel good. And then you're going to have more energy. And then you're going to be happy and joyful. How amazing is that? Yeah, just eat a salad, girl. It's so easy. It might not be easy, but it's simple, right? Because I don't... I actually have a salad here too that I could eat, and I will do that. Take a nap, dude. Just take a nap. You might be feeling really just tired and low, because when we feel low vibe, we feel really tired, right? So maybe you just need an extra little pep. Maybe you need an extra little sleep. I know, you know, like I said earlier, when we're burnt out after the holidays, you might just need a little bit of extra sleep just to recharge. So it's okay, take a nap. Or contrary to that, go to bed early. Like, you don't even have to wait till the middle of the day or do it. You know, I know people say all the time, oh, I can't take a nap, or I'm going to be tired all day, and, you know, things like that. Okay, that's fine. Then just go to bed early. Just go to bed an hour early and, like, wake up tomorrow and feel like a freaking boss, babe, because you got some rest. The next thing is get your butt on the phone with a friend, or maybe even go see them. Safely, of course, but maybe you just like, or maybe you jump on a Zoom call so that you can actually see their face and laugh with them. Oh, that's a good one. Have a laugh. You need to have a laugh. Maybe, you know, instead of a nap, you just turn on a Will Ferrell movie or something else that just makes you laugh your head off. Go do that. You need a laugh. Go listen to a comedic album. I know a great woman. Her name is... Oh my gosh. I just had a brain fart and I can't think of her name. Holy cow. Anyway, I don't know why I can't think of her name. But that's okay. Find a comedic album that you love to listen to or that you have not heard before and go laugh your face off. You need it. You need to laugh. The next one is get off social media. That's right. I said it. Close out Facebook, delete it from your phone, close out Instagram, delete it from your phone. Because look, here's the thing. I follow a lot of motivational people, friends, all kinds of things. But sometimes when I'm on Facebook and all I'm seeing is motivational stuff, I start to feel guilty that I'm not posting something motivational, or that I'm being a lush and or a lazy sack and I'm sitting on my couch trying to have... you know, a boosted mood, but all that stuff is all that that's doing is making me feel guilty that I don't have one. So just turn it off. And also unfollow the news and unfollow the people that are cranky and unfollow the people that are complaining. Like, you don't need that in your life, man. Delete it, X out, do whatever you got to do, but freaking get off social media. But don't stop listening to this podcast because it's super good, right? The next one on my list is meditate. I know a lot of people have a hard time with thinking that meditation is good for you. Or they are like, I can't sit still and not think long enough to do that. That's the point. If you can't do it and you feel super distracted, you need it more than anyone. But it does take practice, and you do have to train your brain to be able to do it. So start with 3 minutes, just 3 minutes, and you're not going to be successful for the first time. You might walk away from the first time of meditating and think, oh my gosh, I totally suck at this. I tried for 3 minutes and I had 1 million thoughts. That's okay. The whole purpose is to practice bringing your mind gently back to your breath. That's it. That's all you got to do. Gently. I want to make that distinction. Gently. Do not make yourself feel guilty. Do not correct yourself. Do not give yourself a proverbial spanking for, you know, thinking a thought. that's what your brain is used to. It's in a habit of just thinking. So you're just gently training it to come back to your breath. Okay. Next one is take a hot shower. Do you know the good that can come from a hot shower? It's amazing. Wash your hair, shave your legs, scrub your face, like do whatever you got to do. Take a hot shower. Feel like a million freaking dollars when you get out. I'm telling you. And then lather up with some coconut oil, some lotion or something. You're going to feel like you're ready to take on the world. I promise. I promise. Okay. Another one, so simple and so easy. Light some candles. Light some, like tidy up your space. Vacuum your floor. Clean your energy with some Palo Santo. Light some beautiful candles. Go get some fresh flowers for your home or your office. Or maybe even just, and I'm not saying you need to go spend a bunch of money or anything like that, but just a little something that when you look at it brings you joy and happiness and just makes you feel put together or just happy. My favorite thing is white flowers to put like in my office or on my kitchen table or something. It makes me feel so classy and so put together to have some fresh flowers in my house. I love lighting my candle in the morning. Also makes me feel classy and basic, but but anyway, it just looks so pretty. The warm light of a candle flicker is so warming and just makes me feel pretty. It makes me my space feel pretty. And so what I would say is, obviously there's an exhaustive list out there somewhere, maybe, of all the things that you can do to change your mood and your mind and your thoughts. And this was not it, okay? But go find some things that make you, that bring you joy, that make you feel really excited or make you feel really happy to do them, and then go do them. Go do them. Get off the couch. Turn off friends. Get up and do something that makes you joyful, that brings you happiness. I just thought of a really good one. I thought I was about to end this podcast episode, but I thought of another really good one. Go make out with your husband or your significant other. That's right. I said it. Go color, make out, do whatever you got to do. Play a game. Ooh, you could play a game with your kids if you like that sort of thing. If it makes you crazy, don't do it. Okay. But just find the things that bring you joy and make you happy and go do one of them. Go just do one of them. You don't have to do a bunch of things. You don't have to. This is not a critical thinking game. Just pick one thing, something that I said or something that you've thought of that brings you joy, brings you happiness, and go do the one thing. Because I promise if you start there, you will find other things to do or it'll change your mood so quickly and immediately that you won't even need to think of anything else. You'll be ready to get down to work and get productive and be on your way. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, it would mean so much to me if you shared it on social media, tagged me in it, because I love hearing what you think about these episodes. And I'm sorry for being absent for a couple of weeks. I gotta be honest, I was, you know, feeling the funk too. So it happens, and I'm going to give myself grace. I hope that you'll give me grace, and I hope that this episode was helpful for you. Now I'm going to turn on a song that makes me really joyful and happy and listen to it, because I recording these podcasts always brings me joy and enjoyment and energy and raises my vibe. So I'm already there, and now I'm ready to listen to a song that makes me want to shake it out. So I hope that you guys all have an amazing Wednesday, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, Boo Boo. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you found value in this episode, do me a solid favor and take a screenshot, post it in your stories, and tag me. I love watching you grow and live up to your greatest potential. Let me cheer you on.